2 years ago this month, a St. Valentine's Day blizzard arrived on a Wednesday morning with 2 feet of snow, gale winds, and a paradox. At this location in southern Vermont, we were lucky. Up north, places got as much as 3 feet of snow. One weatherman declared this one of the 10 biggest snowstorms in the state's history. The next day was clear, with a thermometer at 10 degrees Fahrenheit and the wind blowing hard. As I shoveled us out, I discovered that the combination of massive amounts of snow, cold air, and high wind had given the snow an unusual consistency. The wind had pressed and packed it so that it was almost solid, yet very light. The snow wouldn't stick together. You couldn't make a good snowman. But it had become a refined medium that could be cut and shaped as it lay, cleanly and sharply. This peculiar snow invited a kind of artistic approach to the hard labor of shoveling. I cut the sides of the paths I shoveled with particular care, making them straight and sharp. I made curves and corners and niches and angles. I took pains, and I found that the task was considerably lightened. Hence the paradox. Cleaning up after the St. Valentine's Day storm was a big, weary job. But that sculptor's snow showed how sometimes, by making the job long, you make it short. By making it hard, you make it easy.